Shabbat, everybody. Ruchim Abom, Lushem Hashem. Just like we have a Shvach Vaidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're beginning our fourth year with this Seder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shigim Eskayach, and Siyat HaDishmaya, so that it should continue. Paisim Vachvayit Aksanya, Hashem, we're Zoyched to be in this Beis Medrash, held as a Lozer, together with the Night Seder Beis Medrash that sponsored this wonderful Seder, and the Yerotzim, we're very much makir tov to them, Yerotzim that they should be mamshich to Yafutzu Meinoisehem Chutzah, that their kaiches should be used to be Marvitz Torah for many, many years to come. Finally, a special Yasha Kayach to the people that are mishtatev in this year. It's a special credit to the people that come first thing on a Mitzvah Shabbos, where other people are busy being up and about, and they get antsy after a Shabbos and they have to spend their time with chutzos, and you have an island that comes to spend time in Liman HaTorah. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that he doesn't understand how someone could begin a new week without saying the Yitin Lucha. Sukkim of Yitin Lucha have tremendous, tremendous bracha. Says he doesn't understand how a person could begin the new week without saying V'yitin L'cha. Now, V'yitin L'cha, hasn't it koiches of bracha for the new week, then Kal V'chaymer, we know that Limud HaTorah is the greatest bracha shayach for Klal Yisrael. So for those that begin the week, this is their haskala, with Limud HaTorah, it's a meridik, bracha, and a meridik, eschus, for siyakta d'shmaya, for the coming week. Klal Yisrael finds itself today in a very, very precarious matzah. As always, we've been surrounded, kapsa achas ben shivim ze'evim, small sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. And even those wolves that seem friendly to us and willing to help us, over apal pikein, they are wolves. It doesn't say kapsa achas ben 69 ze'evim and one of them is willing to help us. It's kapsa achas ben shivim ze'evim. And we have to beg, and we have to cajole to be able to get reshus to defend ourselves and to make life bearable in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hashem, I'd like to say a kapitel Tehillim at the end of this year, that things should go well. At this moment, there's 75,000 young men that have been mobilized to defend Klal Yisrael. It's a terrible matzav. Because I'll tell us in this week's parasha, on the posuk HaKoyl Ko Yaakov, Bahayadayim Midei Esav, Bizman Shakal Yaakov Nishma Babatik Nasius about the Midrashis. When the voice of Yaakov is heard, the Batik Nasius about the Midrashis, Oz Ainha Yadaini de Aesir Shaltas Alayam, then the hands of Aesir cannot be shailut on them. You do with the Vilna Gaon asks a question of Lakhar, the Pasik says, Hakoil Kal Yaakov, and still it says Bahayadaini de Aesir. So what's the pshat in this medrash? So the Gaon says, if you look at the first Hakoil, it's without a vav. It's a chaser. So it could be read, Hakal Koil Yaakov, Bahayadayim Yidei Esav. When the voice of Yaakov is light, when it's weak, then Yadayim Yidei Esav have a shlita on us. But if it's Hakoil Koil Yaakov Molei, when the voice of Yaakov is strong in the Batik Nasias and the Batik Midrashes, then Ein Hayadayim Yidei Esav. We hope that the Schus HaTorah will not only be a bracha for ourselves, but it will be a bracha for our brothers, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasun Matzor V'Ashivya, to do the Malaturim at the end of last week's parasha. Last week's parasha ends with the words about Yishmael, Al Pnei Kolech of Nofo, and the beginning of this week's parasha is Eila Toilis, the Eila Toilis Yitzchok Ben Avram, Avram Hayulis Yitzchok. When Yishmael will be Al Pnei Kolech of Nofal, then will be Zaychataka, the Toilis of Yitzchok Ben Avram, that they will have their Kiyam. So Mamish in this week's parasha, Yirotzen, that the Koyach HaTorah should be a schus of the Nefilah of Yishmael, which Baruch Hashem we're beginning to see in our day, how every single Malchus there is crumbling, it should go weiter, and we should talk to Bizeicha to the Aliyah of Teldis Yitzchak Ben Avram. Amen. We're holding now Kapitel Ches, just a short synopsis of what we've done until now. The history of Klal Yisrael is not about wars, it's not about power, it's not about which Malchus was able to triumph. That's the history of the Romans and the history of the Greeks and the English and the Spanish and the Germans and all the other nations. The history is the conquests, the wars. Our history is a history of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi b'chel v'loi b'koyach, kiyim b'ruchako omer Hashem tzavokais. It's not with might, not with power, not with conquests. The history of the Bnei Yisrael is the relationship of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we had a close relationship, then we were zeiche to be at the top of the world. When we didn't have a close relationship, when we strayed after Avodah Zarah, that is when our power, that is when it waned, it went down, and we had the Korbanos. And things were no different before the Beis HaMikdash. Throughout it, Kufis HaShoiftim, when Klal Yisrael kept the mitzvahs the way they should, when they stayed away from Avodah Zarah, then they were matzliach. When they strayed after the ways of the Goyim, that's when things went down. The Tkufas HaShoiftim, we learned, first 400 years in Eretz Yisrael, was a very shaky period. He's called Yashav Ein of Yaseh, was pretty much the Ruach of the Zman. There were Tkufas when they did better, there were Tkufas that they did worse. But the Tkufas HaShoiftim culminated with the period of the Bnei Eli, Eli HaKayin and his sons. Klal Yisrael at that time went down. The Bnei Eli, they took advantage of their position in Kuhuna, and they were somewhat corrupt. Hagam Chazal say, Kol Oimrim Bnei Eli Chotu Eina El Atoya. It just means they didn't do the Aveira, which the Pasuk seems to say they did. But definitely they did Aveiras. And Klal Yisrael lost faith, both in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in leadership, and Klal Yisrael stopped coming to be Eila Regel, and it was not a good situation. With the fall of Eli HaKoyen, who himself was a tremendous tzaddik, and with the fall of the Bnei Eli, and the Churban Mishkan Shiloi, Klal Yisrael came under the leadership of Shmuel HaNavi, and he guided them through this terrible, terrible Churban, when Mishkan Shiloi was destroyed, when the Luchos were saved by Shaul HaMelech, but Golias, he took the Oren, and terrible things started happening to the Pelishtim. But after that, for a period of about 40 years, Shmuel HaNavi led Klal Yisrael, and he brought a semblance of respect back to Klal Yisrael. They had a respect for the leadership, they had a respect for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mishkan, what was left of it at the time, and he brought them back to a tremendous madrega of Avodas Hashem, and it was peaceful, and they did not have problems with the Pelishtim. This is where we're up to now. For 40 years, Shmuel was around throughout Klal Yisrael. He did not judge them from his own position, from his own home in Roma. He went around from place to place, judging Klal Yisrael, and that is the way he kept Mishpat and a respect for authority. This is where we're up to right now in Kapitel Ches. Vayihi kasher zoken Shmuel. And it was when Shmuel became old. Vayosem ezbonav shoiftim li Yisrael. And he placed his sons as judges on Klal Yisrael. Not Shoiftim al Yisrael, Shoiftim li Yisrael. We'll see what that means soon. Vayihi shem b'nai ha-bechor Yoel. The name of his son, the Bechor, was Yoel. V'shem Mishnehu, and the name of the second one, Aviyah. It doesn't say V'shem Hasheni like it normally does. It says V'shem Mishnehu, Aviyah. Shoiftim b'ver Shova, they were Shoiftim in b'ver Shova. V'loyholchu bonav bidrochav, and his sons did not go in his ways. V'yitu achrei habotza, they were swayed by money. V'yikhu shoychad, and they took bribes. V'yatu mishvot, and they leaned the mishvot not in the emes dikah direction. These are the first three psukim that we begin with now. Let us go into the psukim a little bit more in depth. V'yiki zoken Shmuel, on the words V'yiki zoken Shmuel, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis Daf Hei Amid Beis, Omalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchok, Umizok in Shmuel Kokach, was Shmuel so old? He was only 52 years old at the time. This time he was 52 years old. So what is the pshat? Vayikash Yizok in Shmuel. So Rav Yochanan says, Omer Rav Yochanan Zikna Kovtzolov. Old age jumped upon him. Hagam in years. He was not really that old, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Zikna come upon him before its time. Why is that? Later on in the Navi we learn that when Shaul HaMelech did not live up to his responsibilities as king, he did not kill Amalek the way he was supposed to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I feel bad that I made Shmuel the king, and he wanted to take him down from being the king. So Shmuel said, Rabbeinu Shalaylo, Shikaltani Kimoshe Ba'aron, You compared me to Moshe and Aaron combined. As it says, Moshe v'Aaron b'chayanov, u'shmuel b'kayrei shemai. You put me in the same posik. You put me in good company with Moshe and Aaron. If that's the case, ma Moshe v'Aaron, loy bitlu ma'isi yedein b'chayayim. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, their creations were not bottled in their lifetime. We'll see in a minute what that means. The man that I anointed to be the king, please do not be mevatel in my lifetime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what should I do? Should I kill Shmuel? Should I kill Shaul rather? Shmuel HaNavi's not going to let me. But Tzadik, the caliber of Shmuel, says that he doesn't want me to take him away. I can't allow Shaul to be nifter b'chayei Shmuel. Should Shmuel be nifter first? And the people are going to say about Shmuel, 52 years old, and he's nifter, such a young man. They're going to say, Mestami, he did averus. Mestami's not what he was made out to be. He looked like a tzaddik, but if he was nifter so young, it must be that he wasn't the tzaddik that we thought. I don't want the people to think that of Shmuel. Should Shaul nor Shmuel be nifter? But the time of the next king, David HaMelech, has come already, and Ein Malchus Negaz B'chavete, Afilu Kamoi Nima, the time has come for David, Shaul cannot be the king anymore, and the Mele Shmuel can't be alive anymore, so what should I do? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Yetzer is, I have to take away Shmuel before his time. But he's not going to look young, I'll make him look old before his time. And I'll make him look weak before his time, so it's not going to be a total shock to the Bnei Yisrael that he's dying all of a sudden. And in any way, he'll look old when he's nifter, and that way I'll be able to take him away first, and then I'll take Shaul away, and in any way it'll be time for David HaMelech to be the king. So let's look into this Chazal, just a little bit of pshat in this Chazal before we go weiter. What's the pshat when Shmuel HaNavi was saying that just like Moshe v'Aaron, their Maisi Yodai were not bottled the Chayayim, so too, you shouldn't be mevatel my Maisi Yodai. What is that referring to exactly? I mean, on one hand, you see that Nadav v'Avihu, they were Talmidim of Moshe and Aaron, and they were Nifter. So what's the pshat? So there's a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim, what this is referring to. Yeshayimim, it's referring to the Iker Maisi Yodayim, so Moshe and Aaron, Yehoshua was the Iker Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was alive, and he continued leading Klal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter. So Shmuel HaNavi said, the same way Yehoshua, that was the Iker HaMelech of Moshe, and passing over the Torah to the next generation, so too, do not allow my Maisi Yodai to be Bakul Bechaya. Rabbi Negershim says, the Maisi Yodai of Moshe of Aaron is referring to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was, that was the Iker Maisi Yodai, and that remained standing while they were still alive. Ben Yehoyada says it's going on the Mon and the Be'er on the Anani HaKavit. These things did not become bottled b'chayehem. Memele, so too over here, Shmuel and Navi asked that Shaul should not become bottled b'chayehem. Now you see from over here that had Shaul been nifter in the life of Shmuel, it would have been daima as if Yeshua or the Mishkan or the Anani HaKavit with the Mon would have been bottled. What's the pshat? Because when we say that Shmuel anointed Shaul, and we'll see that in later Parakim, it wasn't just he went and just poured oil on his head. Shaul HaMelech became the Talmud of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one that taught him all of the dinim of Malchus. He taught him all of the hanhagas of Malchus. So it mamish became like his son, and mamish became a chelik of Shmuel. He was a Rebbe that put his heart and soul into being Mechanech Shaul. It was a very emotional thing for him. The my Maisi Yodayim, the Messiah that I gave over to Shaul, that he should be the king, that should be Bakul Bechayai, that to me would be a big tragedy, equal to the Mishkan being destroyed in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, or perhaps the Mon being taken away, and so on. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he looks young, and if he looks young, the people are going to, they're going to be Maranan Abasrei, they're going to talk, look, he wasn't what he was made out to be. It's interesting that the Chofetz Chaim, when he turned 80 years old, he did something very interesting. He made himself a birthday party. Never made himself a birthday party. But when he became 80 years old, I think when he was 70, and also or 60, and when he became 80. What was the pshat when he became 80? Why did he make himself a birthday party? 60, that is brought down in Chazal, when a person is no longer a bar krisus, So it's a simcha. He's not chayav karis. It's taka simcha. That is taka brought down in Chazal. But why would he become 80 years old and he make himself a birthday party? So the people that were there, Rav Naftali Trump was the Rish Yeshiva, and they had Moshe Landinsky was another Rish Yeshiva. They were invited to the Chofetz Chaim's birthday party. Well, what was the pshat? So the Chofetz Chaim explained. He says, "Kol Yomai, I was afraid. Here I am, spreading the inyan of the Isser of Lashon Hara. I say, Miho Isha Chofetz Chaim, Ayiv Yom Liris Toiv. Who is the person that loves life? Hold your tongue back from bad things, from speaking sly and crooked things." He said, "If I were to be nifter at a young age, people would say, oh, you see, the whole thing is baloney. See, here the Chofetz Chaim, who was Maisa Nefesh more than the Chofetz Chaim for the halakas of Lashon Hara? And here you see he's nifter. And even if he'd lived past 70, nothing special." He says, "But now that I made it to 80, 80 is already an age which is beyond the normal." He says, "He made a Suda for that reason, L'shem Shamayim, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his life's work will not go down the drain, and people will not be maraning and speak and say, look." So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid of with Shmuel. If he's going to die suddenly, and he looks very young, people will say he died before his time. So he made him look older gradually, and Mimela did not come as such a shock. He became weak and old and frail, and after that he was nifter. It did not look like there was a sudden thing that he was nifter. Now from this Maimer Chazal, the way it says over here, Vayhi Kizok in Shmuel, it comes out that it was only after Shaul did the chet of not killing Aramolik. So only then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the cheshbon, I have to take Shaul away, because David HaMelech's time has come to be the king. Yes, that was the cheshbon. So only then did Shmuel get old and he decided to be Kofetz Shaul of Zikna. But if you look at the Seder HaPsukim over here, it's not like that. That story with Shaul happens like about 7 kapitlach later. This is way before that. Shaul was not even anointed as king yet. He didn't have a chance yet to fight against Amalek, and yet over here, Chazal Darshan, Vayhi Kizok in Shmuel. So the Marshoi asks this question in Masechtas Tainus. And the Marshoi says, Ein Mugdim U'Mu'ukhr Ba'Tayra. The same way in the Torah, there's no Seder of Parshiyos necessarily, it's possible that something that happened afterwards could be mentioned before. The Melo over here also the same thing, Ein Mugdim U'Mu'ukhr Ba'Tayra. But the problem with that Teretz is, that would be a teretz if it was only a change in the Seder of the Pesukim. So you can say, why is this mentioned before that? But if you look at the whole story, from here till there, it's mashma that the whole story went to Seder. Shmuel, first they came, the Bnei Shol came, as we'll see, they asked for a melech. After they asked for a melech, he made Shol the melech. After he made Shol the melech, there's a whole story that happened. And finally, Shaul was negligent in killing Amalek, and that's what happened. The Maisha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to replace him. It's not a question of just prokim. It's a question over here of the way the Shtalshlis Hadvarim happened. This was not yet in play. Shaul HaMelech was not even in the picture yet. So how can you say over here he was already zoking Kopto of Zikna? It's not just a question of the order of the prokim. The whole story didn't happen yet for Shmuel to be a zoking. So the Pirish Harif on the Ein Yankiv, he offers a teretz. He wants to say that it could be that Shmuel started getting weak right now. It wasn't yet Kofetz Shaul of Zikna, but he started getting weak. Memele he had to appoint his children to be the Shaiftim. They didn't live up to the task. Memele the Bnei Yisrael. So over here yet it wasn't yet Kofetz Shaul of Zikna. Here he just started getting weak. It says Kizok and Shmuel, and Memele he had to appoint his children, and the people did not like his children as Shaiftim. And later on it was called Tzolosik. That's what the Rif on the Pirish Ein Yaakov wants to say. But that also was not a satisfying shot, because Chazal darshened it on this pasuk over here. Chazal don't say he became old later on. Chazal say on Vayhi Kizok in Shmuel, Kovtzol of Zikna over here. So what is the pshat? So the Sfasema says a different pshat. The Sfasema says that Zichur was Kovtzol of Zikna over here. Zichur before Shaul ever came into the picture. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what was going to happen. He understood that the Bnei Yisrael were going to ask for a melech. And he knew that Shaul was going to be the melech. and he knew in advance that Shaul is going to be negligent in being Melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to be able to take away Shmuel b'Basachas. So he already made him old over here, knowing what's going to happen at the end. This is the way this Rasenis says Pshat, and that fits in very well with the Seder of Sukkim. The Meiser Shaul Taka didn't happen until later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing the future, he already did it now. We find a similar thing in this week's parashah. The Eila told this Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiled as Yitzchak. So Rashi says, why does the Torah have to say Avram hoiled as Yitzchak? The Leitzoni Hador said that Sarah Imenu, she conceived the child from Avimelech. She lived with Avraham Avinu for so many years and she didn't have a child. And now she was with Avimelech a short while. And now she has a child. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Tzor Klester Ponor Shel Yitzchak. He made the face of Yitzchak to look exactly like Avraham Avinu. And Remela, you know, that quieted down the Litzani Hadar. That's why it says Avraham Hailas Yitzchak. Everybody was able to be made that Yitzchak was the son of Avraham because their faces looked exactly alike. So the Mefarshim ask Akasha, why did the Torah tell us that over here? And Parshas told us Yitzchak was already in the picture for many years. He was 40 years old when he first married Rivka, right? The Maisovia took place, he was 60 years old. So why does the Torah wake up to tell us this over here? The Torah should have told us this lechatchila, b'shas leidus Yitzchak. So I saw Maridik Kipshat, b'shem the Sefer Tvor Shor. He has a Sefer on brushes. He says the following. The Leitzani Hador did not pipe up lechatchila. No. But when Yitzchak was born, they weren't yet working, they weren't making litzanis. It was only now when Yitzchak, when Rivka Imenu gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, that it was saying, how is it possible that a tzaddik, a tamim like Yitzchak, should have a son like Esav? How's that shayach? Oh, it must be because me'avi melech nisabra sara. It must be that Yitzchak is not the son of Avram. If he would have been the son of Avram and Sarah, he would have been totally kadosh, then a person like Esav cannot have come from him. It must be that Yitzchak was not from Avram Avinu. So the litzon is first started right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the very beginning knew that that was going to happen. He knew that the Litzani Hador later on would come around and they'd say that May Avimelech Nisabra Sarah. So lechatchila when Yitzchak was born already when he was young, right away they were able to see that so their Litzanis could not go very far because the minute they wanted to start with May Avimelech Nisabra Sarah, people right away would say, what do you mean? May Avimelech Nisabra Sarah. Take a look. They look like twins. Because I'll say they literally look like twins. Avraham and Yitzchak literally looked like twins. Akide kak that Avraham Avinu had to be mispowel for Zikna. There was no such thing as Zikna until Avraham Avinu came along. Avraham Avinu came along, he was mispowel for Zikna. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, he saw what the end result was going to be. So look at Chila, he made them look exactly alike. Same thing over here. Vahiki Zok and Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew in advance what's going to happen. That people will be maraning after Shmuel. Memeila look at Chila, he made it look... He made Shmuel get old quickly now, so that it shouldn't be a problem later on. Now, very interesting pshat from the Arizal. Everybody knows the famous mimer in the Haggadah, Omer of Elozah ben Azariah, Harei ben Shiv Mishona, Oizochisi Shetayomer Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. I am like 70 years old. What is the Loshna? I am like 70 years old. Why not? I am 70 years old. So the Chidor brings down a pshat from the Arizal. The Arizal says it's Yodua in Kabbalah. The Rav Elozah ben Azariah was a Gilgul of Shmuel Hanavi. And Shmuel Hanavi lived for 52 years. And at the time that that Maisa took place, Rav Elozah ben Azariah was 18 years old. Sahareni kiven shivim shana. I'm like a 70-year-old because together with the 52 years of Shmuel and my 18 years, I am like shivim shana. But it's more than just that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaifetzel of zikna on Shmuel so that the people should not say, yeah, look, he was a chayte. A similar thing happened to Rav Elozah ben Azariah because they made him the nasi in place of Rabban Gamliel. They deposed Rabban Gamliel over a maisa shahaya. And they brought in Rav Elozah ben Azariah. And his wife told him, you're going to be the nasi, you're 18 years old, there's not a drop of white in your beard. So when he went to sleep, the next morning he woke up with 18 rows of gray in his beard. So that's mamish life, the mice that happened with Shmuel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shmuel look older than he was, so that people should not talk about him. Here too, people should not talk about Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that he's not really right, he's not really old enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought some zikna to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and he brought us a Gilgal. So the same thing happened to the two of them. Vayosem es bonav shayftim li Yisrael. So Shmuel HaNavi made his children shayftim li Yisrael. It's kedai over here to mention just a little bit of what Shmuel did for Klal Yisrael, and I'm able to see how it was a tragedy for him that his sons did not follow in his footsteps. We mentioned that the Bnei Eli, even if you say like Chazal say Shaloi Chotu, that they weren't Mizaneh, and they didn't do the terrible things that the Pasuk implies that they did. Aber Lamaisa, they caused a tremendous lack of respect for the office of the Kohuna, and a tremendous lack of respect for the Mishkan, and a tremendous lack of respect for leadership in Klal Yisrael. Because they were mashiv money, because they were mashiv, they took a little bit more from the karbonis that they were entitled to. So memela, they brought a tremendous lack of respect. Shmuel is shokel k'mashiv Aaron. Why? Because Shmuel had in himself the milas of both Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Israel Kim. The shutvis between him and Aaron was that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Israel Kim. He went up on Har Sinai. He communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Aaron was amongst the people. He was the Ayyav Shalom. He was the Raidim Shalom. He brought peace. He brought love amongst the Klal Yisrael. Shmuel HaNavi served the purpose of both Moshe and Aaron. Shmuel HaNavi was number one. He was the Israel Kim. He received the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, he went around from place to place throughout Klal Yisrael, bringing Mishpat, making sure that everything is kohagin the way it should be. So he was the one that brought back that respect for leadership, for the Mishkan, for the Kohuna. So when he appointed his children as leaders of Klal Yisrael, he wanted them to follow in his footsteps. He wanted them to be able to maintain that respect for leadership, that respect for the Shaifkin. If you're medayik in the pasuk, it does not say Vayosem es bonav shayftim al Yisrael. It says Vayosem es bonav shayftim li Yisrael. There's a difference between al and li. Al means over Yisrael. That they would be on top of them, they would be shaylet, they would rule over them. That's not what he wanted. He didn't want leaders to rule over them. He wanted them to be leaders that served Klal Yisrael. Under Kiva Eger's Matzeva, Kiva Eger, the Godel Sheb Gdoilim, the Goyin Hador, the Lamdin Hador, the Onav. What does it say in his Matzeva? There's no long Nusach under Kiva Eger's Matzeva. Here is the Rav, Hagoyin, the Farik, called Kushis. He was Mavari, everything in the Torah. Doesn't say that. Does not say a word about his Kedushi Torah. Does not say a word about his Amkus, about his Bekias. Poi, Nitman, Rakivet ben Moshe, Eved wa Abde Hashem. A servant to the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch. Zeh, hu, zeh, nothing else. Not a Goyin, not a Tzadik, not an Onav, nothing. This is the Godel Hadar. This is what he wanted written on his Matzeva. He did not want anything else written on his Matzeva. Somebody asked Rabbi Kiva Eger's son, Rabbi Avram Eger, who, by the way, he's the one that put out and edited Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kedushim. If you ever look at Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kedushim, just because Rabbi Kiva Eger, sometimes in parentheses you see the letters Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Hey, and his additions. Avram Eger ben HaMechaber. He's the one that edited his father's Ksavim. So Adam Godel in his own right, he was the Rav of Ravitz. So somebody once asked this Rav Avram Eger, what would you say was your father's biggest godless? What was the greatest accomplishment that he had? Was it his tremendous Kedushim that are still coming out today, that are learned throughout every single yeshiva, Mamish and Amkis Sheva Amkis? Was it his Bekias? Was it his Asmoda? Was it his Tzidkis? He said, my father's biggest godless was that never for one moment in his life did he stop worrying about a fellow Yid. He worried about other Yid. This was Rav Kiva Eger's Iker godless. It's not well known that Rav Kiva Eger made a hospital, a Jewish hospital. He felt that the Goyisha hospitals were not serving their purpose for Yidden. They were discriminated against Yidden. So he got together and he built a hospital. That sounded like something that perhaps the more modern Jews would be doing, those that are not so much into Torah. And the Maskilim of that generation, they were not happy that he built a hospital. As a matter of fact, they tattled to the government that things in the hospital are not kosher, they're unsanitary, and so on. So when the authorities came down to check out the hospital, they saw it was the Tachlis Ahidur, those people that tattled to the government, they got into trouble. They saw it was the highest madrega of sanitary conditions. When there was terrible cholera epidemic, it was Rukiva Eger that single-handedly mobilized the Tzibur. He gathered together, there were never a lot of young mothers that were nifter, that were nursing children. He got together nursemaids to make sure that every single child was taken care of. He went around from house to house to make sure that these little children that were taken in these never, these little Yisoyim Kanim, he went around checking the diapers with his own hands to make sure that everything is clean and sanitary. This is Rukiva Eger. He wasn't a Shoyfit Al Yisrael, he was a Shoyfit Li Yisrael. That's what Shmuel HaNavi wanted over here. Shmuel HaNavi dedicated himself totally, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. He wanted that his sons should follow in his derech. Pasuk says, "Vayhi shem b'nei habachor yoyo, v'shem mishneyu avia, shoyfne b'ver shova." The redak says, "Shoyfne b'ver shova." Already the Navi, right away, before telling us they didn't follow in the father's footsteps, from this alone you see that they didn't do what they were supposed to be doing. He's coming to tell us that unlike Shmuel, who went around from one place to the other, he didn't plant himself only in one place in Ramah, but he went around Mimakim Lamakim throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Over here it says they were Shaytim to Be'er Shava. They planted themselves in one city, in Be'er Shava. So that in itself, the fact that they didn't go around was an Avla. Number two, at least if you're planting yourself in one makan, so one should be in one place and one should be in the other place. That way there'll be a variety where people can go to. He says, no, they both were shaved in Be'er Shova. They didn't separate from one another. Third of all, Be'er Shova is to the south of Eretz Yisrael. It was in an extreme place of Eretz Yisrael. So for people that was from the other end of Eretz Yisrael, it was difficult to get here. So there was a triple avlo over here. Number one, they didn't go around. Number two, they didn't split. Number three, they planted themselves in a makam, which was not accessible to all of Klal Yisrael. It was convenient for them. You know, for whatever reason it was, this was a convenient place for them. And they didn't move. So a Meiridik Yavar from the Chassam Sofer, in this parsha's Vayetzi, this coming week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu says, when he wakes up from the dream, he's on Har HaMoriah. So Yaakov Avinu says, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'Mokim Hazeh. It is true, Hashem is Nismokim, but Anoichi Lo Yodati. I did not know. So the Heilig Chassam Sofer, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'Mokim Hazeh. If there's Kiddush Shem Shemayim necessary in a place, Anoichi Lo Yodati, that my own personal interests, they don't play a role over here. You have to totally forget about your eigner personal interest. When there's a makam for Kiddush Ein Shamayim, when there's a makam to do Avodas Hashem, when there's a makam to spread Torah and Chasadim, then a person's own anoichi, his own ego, his own interest, they don't play a role over here. That was the mistake over here. The mistake of the B'nai Shmuel was, it was more convenient for them. They felt it wasn't convenient to go around. So they planted themselves in Be'er Shalom. The pasuk goes on, his sons did not go in his ways. They were swayed by profit, and they took bribes. They perverted justice. You see from over here a tremendous insight. Before going into what the chait was of the Bnei Shmuel exactly, it says by he. Before it says by he kashizok in Shmuel. The Manusach this Megillah Daf Yudamidei says, Ein vayihi el aloshen tzar. Whenever it says vayihi, some of them say vayihi hasn't it, the words hoy and vey, you know, a loshen of pain. Vayihi is a loshen of tzar. It was a tzar for Shmuel that his sons did not go in his ways. There's no question in the world that Shmuel was the best role model imaginable. Shmuel was an Ishael Ekim. He was Meisen Nefesh B'Klal Yisrael. He was a tremendous mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a different place, he's called Pituel. Why is he called Pituel instead of Shmuel? Al Shepito HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfilosav. He was mefate, he enticed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tfilos. He was a tremendous Eved Hashem. With all of that, v'lehochu bono bidrochav, his children did not go in his ways. You see from over here, a biggest site. A person can be the biggest tzaddik. He can be the biggest role model. And the Afal Pekin is Shayach, but the whole Chuvon of Bidrata, his children did not go in his ways. One can imagine that Mustami was a good mechanic also. And we'll see soon that his sons were not Rishon. They were not Rishon. Over Afal Pekin, but the whole Chuvon of Bidrata, and it was a tzar for him. I'd like to mention over here a Yisoid from the Chofetz Chaim, which I've mentioned here before, but it's a Yisoid that is kedai to mention over again. And I'll read you the words which are taken from a Talmud that the Chofetz Chaim, of the Chofetz Chaim, he heard it straight from the Chofetz Chaim. HaChofetz Chaim Zatzal Omer Behizdam Dus Achas V'mekurovay HaGoyin Reb Chaim Moishe Schneider, one of the Gedolim, Rosh Yeshivas Torah Zemes B'London. This is what the Chofetz Chaim said. Shahatzlocha biyelodim hibrocham yuchedes min hashamayim v'hadover loy toli b'chinuch. Hatzlocha in children is a brocham yuchedes min hashamayim, and it's not totally in the chinuch you give your children. So what does that mean? Chas v'sholem that the Chofetz Chaim said you don't have to be mechanuch your children. It's a chiyuv to be mechanuch your children. But what he means to say is a person could be the biggest mechanuch in the world. And he could mamish, he could do everything possible, that's right. The afal pikein, if min hashamayim, it's not misugul for that bracha, it's not going to happen. Elamai, he continues. Elamai, so what does that mean? So a person should just not be mechanach his children, chas v'chalila. Shema odom loy mechanach has yelodim kideboy, lo yuchalifter es asmei b'shem taine, madu yelodim yonzo b'ultim chunach. Because if a person doesn't do his job, right, that could easily be the cause of them not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's not the tainanim in the shemayim. V'lachen yesh chayvus chinuch banim. Therefore, there's a chiyuv of chinuch banim. Ulam. But after all of this is said and done, ha'atzlochem yilodim zubracha yuchedes min hashemayim. This is what the Chofetz Chaim used to say. So in other words, zichur, there's a chiyuv of chinuch, and zichur, we have to do everything possible. Everything possible to be mechanuch our children. But a person has to know, after all is said and done, you have to daven and daven and daven. And even after all of that, Shmuel HaNavi did everything. And why do I say this? Sometimes you find, you know, people like to pass judgment on others. You know, if their children are not what they're supposed to be, they're not probably not doing mechanuch the way it should be or whatever. And you see from over here that people can do everything right, and even daven right, and not always does it come out the way, you know, the way you'd expect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. Somebody was, the Chofetz Chaim was once being Meshabeach an Odom Godol Ad Me'oid. I don't want to say his name, make Oider. He was Meshabeach, a person, an Odom Mamash from the Gdol Yadar. Chofetz Chaim held him like, Le'elu Le'elu. So somebody pointed out to him, yeah, but, you know, they say that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and that this person's son is off the derech. His son was a Meridik Talmud Chacham, except he wrote his Chidushim on Shabbos. A Meridik, a brilliant Talmud Chacham, and he wrote his Chidushim on Shabbos. So they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Ba'medvar ha'mamurim, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that's on a beautiful summer day, and everything is peaceful and quiet and nice. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, the flowers are rustling in the wind. Yeah. But at times of a storm and a hurricane, then the apple falls far from the tree. He says, in Zmanim, when the ruches are blowing from all sides, you have communism and Zionism and kol mine ruches rois that are blowing, then it's shy for the apple to fall far from the tree. That was in those days, Kal v'chomer. What are we supposed to say today? There's so much tumah in the year. You know, at Heichan Advar Magim, that we're supposed to see today. Another interesting thing, the Brisker Rav was once bemoaning a little bit his fate. Nebuch. Brisker Rav, after World War II, he did not know what happened to his wife and children. Some of the children were together with him in Eretz Yisrael, and others were stuck back in Lita. He never found out clear what happened to them. He was one, you know, it bothered him tremendously. He felt bad. He was bemoaning his fate a little bit. I don't know where they are. One of his talmidim wanted to be Menachem. He said, Rabbi, he says, there's kamat, not one rav in Lita that could say that every one of his children remained from. And the rav is from the yechida yechidim that every one of his children remained from. That's the tanchum he gave the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav heard. It made him feel good. Oh, but at Heichan Advar Magim, that there was not one Rav in Litta that could say that every one of his children remained from. that shows that as great as they were, when there are foreign winds blowing, no one really knows, you know, all the chinuch in the world, you know, one never knows, you know, exactly what the results would be. Our job is, we have to be mechanic, and our job is, we have to be misvalo. After all of that, we need that brachim yuchedes min hashamayim, and nothing is really a guarantee. And you see that from Shmuel? I'd like to say a kapitul tilum, Eretz Yisrael, because, you know, Rosh Hashanah should help, we should be zeichet to be Yeshua.